Springfield City Council President James Ferreira, backed up by at least six of his colleagues on the 13-member council, is proposing to use the city budget as leverage in the latest attempt to put a new residency ordinance on the books.
For far too long, Springfield's residency ordinance has been ignored, where it is now nothing more than a joke.
A city ordinance that requires municipal employees to reside in Springfield has largely been ignored since at least 1995 as a result of lax oversight and numerous mayoral waivers. Complicating matters is that teachers, police officers, and firefighters are exempt from residency rules, either as a result of state law or union contracts. City councilors have been trying for the last 3.5 years to produce a new residency ordinance that would restrict the mayor's ability to grant waivers and would mandate enforcement of the residency rule. Councilors rejected the latest proposed residency ordinance because it would not invalidate waivers already granted. Ferrara's plan is to cut the salaries from the proposed city budget for employees who don't move into the city. At a news conference, Ferrara produced a list of 32 city employees who'd been granted waivers from the residency law. The combined salaries total almost $2 million.
We should have 6 months of these budgets funded so that these individuals can either move in or move on. The positions should be reposted, and Springfield residents should have the opportunity to apply for these positions.
The City Council is beginning to debate the mayor's proposed budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. John Lysak, one of six city councilors who joined Ferreira at the news conference, said he receives a lot of complaints from his constituents about the residency issue.
What raises red flags to me is when you look at the waivers and you look at the list of waivers, one, the lack of people of color on this list, and two, a lot of these people were hired in the city and then got waivers to move out. What's the excuse there? There's no reason to give them a waiver to move out of the city.
Reverend Talbert Swan, president of the Springfield chapter of the NAACP, said the practice of granting waivers to the residency rule has shut the door to city employment for qualified blacks and Hispanics.
People who answer the phone for 311, we can't find anyone in the city of Springfield that can answer telephones. I mean, come on. It's a little bit ridiculous, and we understand the nepotism, we understand the cronyism, and I think that the time is past for that happening in our city.
City Councilor Michael Fenton, who as chair of an ad hoc committee has been wrestling with the residency issue for 3 years, is critical of the council president's plan.
It appears disingenuous. I think it's a very clear example of political grandstanding. Immediately before an election.
Fenton is advocating for a residency ordinance that would severely restrict the mayor's ability to grant waivers to the residency rule and to offer incentives for non-resident employees to move to the city. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno issued a statement that said his administration's goal is to attract top-level talent. Everything being equal, the statement goes on, Springfield residents are always given first preference. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.